Now I can't hear anything, Slim. Stand by. Bobby, take it away. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Where's the cable?
You always set it up there.
I said, we're not going to check anything. We're not going to start anything. I'm just going to hit record. And then this is what happens. I feel foreign right now. No headphones.
This is pretty regular for us.
Keep going, Bobby. Stand by.
You're lucky she makes songs longer than a minute. No.
It's draping off the side there.
Come on, man.
Dude, you always drape it down the side.
Follow the cable for me. Oh, come on, man. Oh, okay, the sweet, crisp sounds. All right, Bob, okay, you can stop. You can stop. So, it's the Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 281.
Yeah.
I'm Sean Ast.
Bob Gumparta.
Slip.
You said slip?
Slip. With a dollar sign.
Sloop. You changed your name to Slip?
Slip. Slip.
Remember when I was calling him Sloop the other night?
Sloop. Yeah. He became Sloop last week.
Sloop.
Now you're Slip?
With a dollar sign.
When did you transfer from Slim to Slip? Because you've gotten fat, grew your hair out, grew a beard, and started slipping everywhere.
Yeah, my life slipped away from me out of my grasp, literally.
Oh, that was beautiful. We're back for another week. The crew, the gang, we're all here.
Squad.
We're back. Better than ever.
We're back.
Uh-huh. We're back. 281 episodes.
That's a lot.
It started snowing today. I didn't know it was going to snow. Did you know it was going to snow?
Not till I got outside.
I checked the weather like every day because I've been getting like mad about these like surprise snows. So I... Where I don't check the weather and it snows, you know. So I've been checking the weather now.
This dude's name is Weather with spaces, and he doesn't know what the weather
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's funny. That's a good little inside beat maker joke.
Oh yeah, no, does no one know that? Is that like?
No, I try to promote it, but nobody cares.
Oh, I didn't know if you like were one of those guys that wore a mask or something.
I want to be slum. Who's that one guy?
Lil Toenail.
No, Sparkmaster Tape. Yeah, Lil Toenail.
Yeah, Sparkmaster Tape.
So
Captain Murphy before they found out who he was.
Ah, doom.
So I'd been checking the weather.
Yeah,
and it did not say snow in the forecast.
I've been checking weather. He's been dropping some shit lately.
Yeah, dude, I've been checking the weather.
My beat page on SoundCloud.
Have you checked the weather lately?
Fire!
Yeah, dude.
Have you checked the weather today? Because you drop some every day.
Actually, I haven't dropped something in a couple days since I dropped the two. My new thing is like just whatever time I make the beat is what I name the beat. Like, so I have like 11 a.m., 11 p.m., 2 p.m., 2 a.m. I have like a series of beats like that. My goal is to
start getting more specific, like 2:19 a.m.
I'll get there after I get all the hour marks. Yeah, I'll get. Then I'll have to start be going by like the minutes. So that's W space E space A space T space H space R.
Yeah. Fuck, we lose an hour of sleep this week. I don't know what made me think of that. You talking about the times. Like, I was just thinking, like...
I have to make a beat for that time, too.
Yeah, the lost hour.
The missing hour.
1 o'clock and then 2 o'clock.
And then 1 o'clock again. Or
no, we point. Go forward.
Yeah, shit, then that's when we don't even get a 1 o'clock. We just go from 12:59 to 2.
12:59, leap day.
Is that how daylight savings time works? Oh, God, I don't know. I'm 30, and I fucking feel like an idiot right now. All right, so I know when we go back, we fucking go back an hour, because I've been at the bar when it was 1:59, and then all of a sudden it was 1 again. So when it jumps forward,
stay open? Does the bar stay open?
Yeah. You get an extra hour. It used to be my, like, drinking night. I used to get ham on daylight savings time. So anyway, but then when you go forward an hour, it happens at 12:59, right? So at 12:59, instead of hitting 1, it goes
either,
to 2.
It's either 12 or 1. I don't remember.
It's way easier to lose an hour when you're drunk.
shit. So, anyway, that's... But it snowed today.
It did.
Not a bad snow, a dusting.
A little bit of snow.
But this is the second surprise snow since I started checking the weather. Like, before I was checking the weather, I was getting surprise snows anyway. But now I've been checking the weather, and it ain't been saying snow, and all of a sudden we get snow. But, yeah, apparently there was a giant 30-car pileup on Route 8
42.
North.
Jeez.
42 is the last count today.
My mom showed me the headline, yep.
Wow, they had Route 8 completely closed, Route 8 North completely closed. From like Cuyahoga Falls to past.
How does that happen? Like,
I don't know what happened, but I'm sure visibility got low from the snow.
Yeah.
it's probably right.
I said
yeah, let's have a good day.
I said visibility low from the snow, and then I wanted to laugh so hard because that sounded funny to say, but you can't laugh at a 42 car pileup.
But you did.
But then I laughed. I couldn't hold it. I lost
you
it.
Asshole. You asshole.
Lost it. But yeah, it was. But this is what I was getting at. So my dad texted me because I was going to Cuyahoga Falls. Mm-hmm. So Route 8 North would have been, you know, I probably wouldn't have done that route, but he doesn't know that. So he texted me, hey, yo, don't go
Route 8 North.
Yeah, that's what my dad said.
My son of mine, yo.
Yeah, my dad had surgery last week, so he's like...
of what?
He's not doing too good. Lower back surgery. They did his neck like a year ago, and now they did his lower back, trying to fix him up so that he could be mobile.
Wow.
And he's almost 70, you know? And so it was pretty serious surgery, and he's not recovering as good as he probably should have.
Mm-hmm.
He has his good days and he has bad days, but he's at home and whatever now. So anyway, I was heading that way to go hang out for a minute. And
go steal some crates.
But he texted me that about the accident, so I opened the Waze app. Have you used Waze before? This isn't a commercial. It sounded like I was going into the music's going to drop, and it's like, so, Slim, have you downloaded Waze today?
Isn't that Apple the one Store, that tells App you Store. Where like cops are and shit? Like different yeah, routes to get places?
But
tells you the Waze to go.
People harp on the cop thing, but I don't really think it's been that beneficial for me for cops ever. But it'll... It's like user submitted. So if there's a car stopped on the side of the road, a user driving by will mark that a car was stopped there. If there's an accident, stand still traffic. And yeah, like if there's a state trooper posted up and shit. But so I opened the Waze app to see, because if you looked at the Google Maps, it still said the drive was like, it'll take you 20 minutes, no problem.
Yeah.
So I opened Waze to see what happened. You could see, like, up north by, like, 303, geography, by, like, 303, there was, like...
Brought to you by Waze.
Yeah, a bunch of references. A bunch of people have marked standstill traffic up there. Yeah, okay. Major accident and all that shit. All that shit was marked up there. But then I'm looking at... You can see Wazers, is what they call them, like, users that input... they call them Wazers, and you can see Wazers traveling.
I hate
like
that.
Where they're at. So these three, Wazers. And I'm just Sorry. Watching these three Wazers going up Route 8 North, and as they're getting closer and closer like and closer to the thing,
Sorry.
Wazers. And then as each Wazer got to the traffic, it was funny seeing it pop up, like them mark that it was traffic. So I'm watching the traffic go get piled up. In real time, almost, by these wow. Wazers hitting the traffic and all marking. And I'm like, oh, the traffic's backed up to here now. Traffic's backed up
That's
to here.
That's funny.
I sat there looking at my phone for like 10 minutes doing the, oh, here comes another one. He's so unsuspecting. Boom, he hit it. And then it pops up like he marked like his fucking notification that it's.
So I looked at my phone and never went to my dad's today.
Look at this Wazer over here.
Fucking unsuspecting Wazer.
Yeah, I was having fun just watching the Wazers running. They're just wazing around.
Are you a Wazer?
Running? No,
he is now.
I don't.
On it for 10
I don't
minutes.
Input. Yeah, I don't input ever. No, I just I open it every once in a while before I go to work.
He's a silent Wazer. That's what they call him.
Are you a Yelp reviewer?
No, I want to be one of those too. Dining was as expected.
my review of Everywhere.
Average decor.
nice feng shui.
Chair had a spring in my ass.
So how are you doing, Slim? How's your week been? You have a show coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah, at the Gyro.
So you've been getting prepared. You're wearing a hoodie. You look like Rocky. You have the hood up. You just ran up my stairs outside. It's only three stairs, but you ran up and down about fucking 42 times.
It's a challenge because it's snow covered.
Now you have giant armpit stains through your hoodie, your gray hoodie.
Give me anxiety, man. Sometimes I sweat a lot.
Checked like you actually did.
Sometimes I sweat a lot.
Did you run up and down my stairs 42 times or
maybe,
not?
Maybe.
So tell me though about
so the Gyro. Well, the Gyro is exciting. I might drop a new song Friday. I hit up my artist to make me some cover art. He's gonna get back with me. He said he can totally have it done.
Oh, new song.
Yeah, new song.
But are you gonna drop it? What's the plan?
When?
Nowhere, like SoundCloud.
Everything. We're on everything now. Forever, everywhere. Forever and always. We're never just on SoundCloud anymore. Unless it's something I can't, like, you know.
Yeah.
Somehow I'll get in trouble for. But anyway. Other than that, my car fucking took a shit today. I think the starter broke.
Damn.
It was way too cold. Way too cold to get under there. So guess who's Ubering to work tomorrow?
I hate the fact that I just did the phony sound effect. Like, I hate listening to podcasts and somebody does that shit, then I just did it. Like, I did it. I hate it. I'll do this instead.
I hope it's not dead. Like, completely dead. They open up to put it in the ground in a small cube.
Yeah.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Jim. Yeah. The Jimmy.
I went record shopping today.
You did.
But I don't go record shopping, right? I don't go to the record store and spend $20 per warped Deep Purple album. You know what I mean?
Hell no.
I go to the Goodwill and I spend 50 cents on as many concertos as I can.
Concerto.
And when I just said concerto, I said concerto like it's the Edge and Christian finishing move. Concerto.
I was like, who's getting smashed?
Concerto. I don't know any other way to say it.
Take two records, like, how do you say against piano? The clerk's head and ran out the building with four more records. Concerto.
I concertoed their fucking head and ran out the door with the concertos.
What's a concerto?
It's music.
In what language?
It's like piano language.
What? Seriously?
English.
Like piano, man. They do concertos.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know the definition of concerto. Look it up for
me. How do you spell that?
C-O-N-C-E-R-T-O.
Sounds like a Mexican dish.
Can I get extra guacamole with my concertos?
Literally, that's the first thing I thought of.
Corn salsa.
Sour cream, please.
No, so concertos, man, it's like a music. It's like a fucking Beethoven thing.
Like a symphony.
I'm not always. Like, it'd just be pianos and shit. It's like,
sometimes you can get one concerto. Music, sometimes you can get rice on the side. You
could probably do a vocal concerto. I don't fucking know.
Concerto is an album by Jim Hall. Sorry. That's what came up first.
That's
honestly
awesome. Yeah, that's good. No, we can move on.
Oh, me and Monty dropped an episode yesterday.
Oh, we're back to your life. All right.
Well, just a quick, you know.
We
ran down UFC 235, and there's a Jeff Hughes is fighting this Saturday.
Yeah, he is. You're going to be playing a show. You're not going to be able to watch his fight.
No, he comes on like right before I get on, so we'll be able to watch it on our phones. We'll make it work. Or I'll watch it on stage, one or the other.
Go ahead.
In the related searches, it says top related searches. Concerto definición.
I knew it. That's awesome. So the former UFC champ Tyron Woodley dropped an album, and it's bad.
Oh, that's what the rapping was. I saw your guys' promo thing on Instagram, and I didn't know who the terrible rap. It was so terrible rapping.
It was bad.
But how hard you guys were laughing at it, I didn't know who it was. Yeah. So it's Tyron Woodley.
Tyron Woodley, yeah. It was scary.
That's funny. I handed you a concerto.
Dude, oh, thank you.
It's like a fucking... The definition in Spanish is from like a dome paragraph long, and then it says translate, and then it says gig.
What? Concert gig. That's awesome.
Frugioni, you fucking Frugioni.
Why are you searching concertio definition?
That's awesome. It was a related search.
Bro. So, Bobby, I bought a record that I thought you might like today. I was going to play it for you. I got the record player hooked up here. Let me see if it...
Hell yeah, this is like my Nardwar moment, and your Nardwar.
Nardwar!
Yeah, so I bought this record for you.
How did you know that this record ties into my childhood?
Because I know what kind of stuff you grew up on. Now, let's see. I don't know if you can even hear it out here. Let's see if I can turn it up. Song's about to start. All right, this is just for you, Bob. Okay. Can you hear it?
Yeah. Is this Young Lean?
You said Young Money?
Young Lean.
You said what?
Young Lean.
Young Lee?
Lean.
Oh, the rapper
Young Lean. You should sample that first part, though, for real.
Come on, Bob, you're not a big fan of this?
What is it? Manu Chao? It sounds like Young Lean rapping over, like, Wild Thing.
It's Mirso Benisu.
Oh. No, this is pretty cool. I like it.
And this is...
Merce Benihu.
Yeah, I thought you would like it. I bought this as a gift. It's a gift for you.
Oh, yeah. How did you know that the first time my grandfather ever made oyster stew, he was playing this record?
How'd you know Bob loves Romanian singers?
Because you're Bob 209.
Because that's who you are.
Yeah, because you're Bob. That's why I know.
Well, who told you that? No one knows that about me.
That's why I know these things, because you're Bob.
Oh, my God, my brain.
Nobody can see me now, but I'm like waving the album cover and shit. Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, he's holding a microphone into my face.
All right, there's enough of that. That was a lot less funny than I thought it'd
doot,
be.
Doot, doot, doot.
Doot, doot.
Now let's freeze.
None of us moved either. That was good. Just so everybody listening knows.
Yeah, we didn't move. Promise.
It'd probably be funner to play a concerto for Slim.
Wasn't that a concerto?
This was not a concerto, no.
Hmm.
Give me the concerto record. Okay.
That sounded like Jonathan Leandewer.
Frugioni.
And Young Lean.
That's the name. That's his name.
Is what?
Ow, fucking cat.
Oh, my God. Is he okay?
Am I okay, dude? You sunk his claws into me. Jonathan Leandewer.
I said the cat was okay.
Yeah, he took a dive.
Cats can fall from knee length and be okay. Fucking.
So, Slim, this is concerto number one in E flat.
Okay. Concerto. With a side of guap.
This is really weird that I can play records on the podcast now, because this might be all we do now. Every week. Crate, the new podcast, it's named Crate Digging. With Sean, Bob, and Spin. Or what was your name now? Spin?
Spit? Slip.
Slip. All right, here's a concert.
Spit?
Slip.
Sean, Bob, and Spit. That's your morning show name. Welcome to Wackly. God damn it. Let's try that again. Welcome to Wacky Mornings with Sean, Bob, and Spit. So this is a concerto.
I used to make music like this on Fruity Loops.
Really?
Yeah.
Bob was like, a hell of a producer, right?
Yeah, I'd be like, I want to make music that sounds like a cartoon, like acting out, though. I would imagine the cartoon in my head. Like, I'd be like, all right, so it's like somebody's running and chasing somebody else, and then he falls downstairs. So it'd be like, boop, 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 boop.
Why don't you hop on this when Sean's not here?
Because, dude, I'm a Fruity Looper.
Yeah, he's like an old school producer, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can't deal with all these new age technology like turntables.
Yeah, I don't know what.
And MPC.
Fruity Loops is harder for me.
Yeah, I could never understand it. See, Bob back in the day used to actually like make beats. My beats would be like trash. Worse than the beats that you used to call trash. Like imagine beats like way worse than that. That was beats I used to be like, I might rap to this. And Bob was over here making beats.
No, dude, my beats were trash, but it was sick.
Remember when we made beats on your keyboard at one time?
Yeah, dude, I know like three chords.
Bob just sat down and became the most amazing piano player ever.
Like, and some concertos.
Yeah, we were like, what the fuck? And then he was never able to do it again. I'd always be like, Bob, get behind the piano, see if you can lay something down. And it would just be like, murr, murr, murr. Be like, all right, damn, dude. You lost the goal. But that night, he sat down, and it was this. Like, like that's Bob right there.
Really?
Just this night.
This is a true story.
That was me with the strings there.
As a little child, I was...
What's the strings? That was like a clarinet.
There's Bob.
I was locked in the...
I don't know instruments that well. I don't know what I just did to this record. All right, that's enough fucking
album. Keep that playing in the background softly.
All right. Well, we might as well take a break to it. Let's take a break. And then we come back, we need to talk about catchphrases.
Catchphrases.
Yeah, and a couple other things. So we'll be back. One of my beats. Weather's beats, I mean.
Which one?
It's called 2 p.m. Yeah, I got it all. This is a cool one, Slim. You might like it. Because it's one that just like rolls. It's not like a verse hook. It just rolls.
I do like this one.
Through, like the piano gets starts going, builds. Builds and builds.
Yeah, I haven't heard this one in headphones yet. Is this the one with Scrooge McDuck on it?
Yeah. But this became the podcast, Bobby. Okay. We're just playing Slim, playing beats for Slim. He's over here headbanging.
It's a good podcast to study and relax to now.
Yeah. That's us. We are a podcast that chill, study, relax to. That's funny. Oh, this is where the piano's building, yeah. It's all up higher, then comes back down. And then I just got a random vocal sample on her. Back high again. The fucking guitar.
That's hard. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was a cool beat I made.
Cool beat to chill, relax, study.
W space.
You said you're coming up with a. Sorry.
Go ahead. I was just saying my name.
Do your plug.
W space E space A space T space H space R on SoundCloud.
You have a catchphrase? Is that what you were saying earlier?
Whatever. Yeah, so apparently I have a new catchphrase.
Oh?
I'm bringing it back. I used to have a catchphrase. I mean, now I'm using it again.
Okay. Is it like one I'm going to pick up over time?
Yeah, you'll like it.
Okay.
I should just, like, I'll use it casually in conversation as we talk.
Okay.
So, you know, you'll know when it happens, because it's like...
Is that it?
No.
You'll know what happens. Like, dude, I got this beat that drops, and you'll know what happens.
I think I might start using that.
I have been making beats a lot lately.
Right.
What's your catchphrase now?
You'll know when it happens.
Good. I've been making beats lately.
Babe, did you come yet? You'll know what happens.
You'll know what happens.
You'll know.
You know, sometimes when you're making beats, you have to know when to give up on something. You know, yeah. You're not feeling it. You're just like, I like the sample originally, but no.
Put too much time into it, yeah.
But so now... the way I know that if I got like a good loop and a good beat going is if, you know, it makes me snap Laffy Taffy.
God, I hope that wasn't it.
You'll know when it's coming. Is that what I...
You'll know what happens.
Snap.
Did you know when it happened?
I knew.
I mean, sometimes these conversations can be snap, laffy, taffy.
Man.
So I checked my time hop today.
Yeah.
And
did you have a time hop of a time hop of a time hop?
No, but apparently 9 years ago.
Paradox.
9 years ago today, two important things happened.
Mm-hmm.
No, first, me and Bob became Facebook friends 9 years ago today.
Wow.
So that's the official start. Yeah, that's our official 21? Start of our friendship. What's up?
21 was your...
When we became official friends, yeah. We weren't actual friends before that.
Oh, yeah. We only knew each other in school and social.
But when you...
Was Facebook even a thing?
When you become Facebook... Facebook's been a thing since, like, 2008 or so. I've been on Facebook since 2010, so that would have been when me and Bob became friends.
Oh, okay.
I was actually late to Facebook. I was a late Facebook adapter. Hmm. Adopter.
Now you don't use it at all.
Me and Bob were that's when we became friends.
Okay.
I don't even think, you know, not the podcast that happened around the same time or something like that.
We met on Facebook. I said, you're a really cool dude.
But anyway, so nine years.
What's the point of that cat? The cat keeps
attacking Bob this entire time.
It just jumped on my lap with its claws and then jumped off.
So 9 years ago today, I Facebook posted
now
this.
Now it's lovingly rubbing my leg.
I wrote.
Like nothing happened.
The cat?
Yeah, like nothing happened at all.
So my post 9 years ago today is watch, like, you know, I would say Sean asked.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently I decided that I would just write, like, yeah, Sean asked is doing this. But I didn't write my name. Does this make sense? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I think.
Like, it has your name next to your post.
Yeah.
So you used to just say, like, Sean asked and it would have the post.
Yeah.
So you used to just write is?
Yeah, like, what I'm doing, like, Sean asked. I would just write is doing this. So anyway, my post was, is watching Speed Racer, .. Weird, I know, .. But Christina Ricci is effing hot, .. Snap, Laffy Taffy.
Stop.
Swear to God, this is a post.
Let me see.
It's a post. Well, it's in my time hop here, but it's a post from my Facebook 9 years ago today.
Is watching. I love that.
Speed
Snap,
Racer.
Snap, Laffy Taffy. Well,
Speeder. Snap, Laffy Taffy.
That is
so
weird, actually. Now that
that's when I was on. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, Snap, Laffy Taffy, my badass catchphrase that I got everybody around town saying in 2010.
Yeah, I can't
believe... Was that when that one song came out?
I can't believe you forgot about that catchphrase for the past 9 years.
Yeah, that song.
Laffy Taffy.
It came Laffy out in 2006, Taffy. That song did. Yeah.
All right. So you were a little late to that, too.
Yeah, essentially. Snap, Laffy Taffy, man. I mean, it's Bobby's about to choke. Are you okay? Do you need me to snap Laffy Taffy over there and give you the Heimlich maneuver?
Oh,
shit.
Jesus Christ.
I almost choked and died the other day.
Yeah? On what?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, I was eating at
your favorite food betrayed you.
I was at work and I got a break and I was like trying to, and it was, I wasn't gonna get, like, it was hard to get a break. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I didn't know how much time I have and I was super hungry and I was there for a long time. Yeah. So this is what I looked like when I almost died. So I'm like eating the pizza and somebody was talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was, like, trying to eat the pizza and talk and respond, and next thing I know, I couldn't fucking breathe, and I couldn't talk. I couldn't anything, dude. I was just like, and then I stood up, like, water, pointing at myself, yeah, and the guy that was next to me just, like, softly patted on my back, and then I kind of, like, coughed a couple times, and I was like, okay. I was like, I'm not dying. Like,
you saved my life.
Yeah, like, I was like,
Snap, Laffy Taffy, man, what'd you do?
But I still, like, couldn't, my eyes were just pouring with water, like, I was crying from it. My face turned completely red, and I couldn't, like, talk for a couple minutes. Like, I knew I was okay. Like, I was like, okay, it's not like, I'm fine. The food's going down or whatever. But I still have no, like, breath to speak. Like, so people would ask me stuff, and I'd be like, I think I'm about to die. Like, I was like, no, I'm gonna be. I was like smiling and laughing the whole time, though. I'm like, this is fucking terrible. I don't even know what to say. Like, I was like, I almost died. And then I looked at the dude. I was like, that's why you don't talk to me when I'm trying to eat. Because normally
this is your fault. I'm dying.
Normally I have headphones in, but today I didn't have my headphones, so man, everybody was gonna talk to me.
Everyone was like, Sean forgot his headphones.
Yeah, so what's crowding. Up, Sean? How you doing, Sean? What's up, Sean? I'm just like, I'm trying to eat my white pizza with bacon.
Quick, small talk.
How's the weather, Sean?
Snowed today, right, Sean?
But it's a weird thing because I've thought about it. Surprise, no.
Nice one.
I've thought about that happening quite a bit. Like, how often do you eat alone? Like, that shit could happen when you're alone constantly, you know what I mean?
I usually don't inhale my food when I'm not strict for time, but, I mean...
It doesn't matter. I mean, you could always just inhale. I mean, God damn it. You could always... It could happen when you're eating slow. It don't matter. You could just die, yeah. And nobody would find you.
I mean, people find you.
I couldn't audibly make noise. Like, if there was nobody close to me, I wouldn't have been able to be like, hey... I'm about to die.
Hey, I need three light pats on the back.
So, like, if I was... That's exactly what he did. He was like, oh, you okay? Just, like, patted me. So, all right, hold on, let me do it to the mic so the listeners can hear.
Moral support.
That's what it felt like.
He was supporting you.
And then I was like, okay, I'm okay. I was like, that's why you don't fucking talk to me when I'm trying to eat.
I feel like you just get mad at everyone for anything.
I was just laughing.
That's why you don't talk to me ever. Especially when I'm trying to eat.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
It's like petting a dog when they're trying to eat. Like, they just get like,
yeah, exactly.
Get out of here.
I'm much like a dog. Snap, Laffy Taffy.
God damn it. And then you'll know.
You'll know when it happens.
Yeah, you'll know when it happens. Sorry, I fucked up my own catchphrase.
Bob's catchphrase.
Oh, no.
You'll know what happens.
I do variations of it.
Slim was making fun of my diet Mountain Hauler.
Is it half diet?
No, it's not half diet. Half regular. During break, when me and Bob were talking, when you were in the bathroom, our conversation consisted of that I make half diet, half regular drinks. Anytime I'm at like a fountain drink, I put like half Pepsi, half diet Pepsi.
Why?
Or something. It cuts the calories. I still get a 32-ounce drink.
Oh, my God.
Still get a 32-ounce drink, but I'm drinking half the calories.
That's amazing.
For when you don't want 80 calories, but you also don't want zero.
And sometimes, also the problem...
And Pepsi Zero isn't an option.
The problem with diet...
I just want a few calories.
The problem with diet pop is it doesn't particularly quench your thirst. It just tastes. Does that make sense?
I guess.
Like, it doesn't have sugar. Real pop don't have sugar either, but sugar... And the water is what's going to, like, quench your thirst.
Not really. That makes you more thirsty. Makes your mouth drier.
Not to me. Diet Pop makes you more thirsty.
So you only want half thirst.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
So it helps quench the thirst, but also save me calories.
Only half.
Like, regular Sprite, half Sprite Zero. I'll do half. Freestyle machines are, like, the world's greatest creation.
Oh, I love those.
Vanilla Barks Root Beer. Half vanilla Barks Root Beer, half diet vanilla Barks Root Beer.
Dude, strawberry Dr. Pepper.
What the fuck was I going to talk about? I, like, was leading into something, and then now we went to this conversation.
Snap, Laffy Taffy.
Oh, it caught on.
It did. I told
you. Where would you use that, though? Like, what?
You went, anytime. Like, when Bob was choking, and I said, you want me to snap Laffy Taffy over there and give you the Heimlich maneuver?
So it's a verb.
You can, no, yeah,
I
and
feel
it's an
like
adjective.
It works better.
Like, damn, this shit makes me snap Laffy Taffy.
That's still a verb.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It works. But then you can use it for anything.
How would you use that in an adjective, though?
This running with snap Laffy Taffy.
Okay.
No, that's an adverb.
Yeah,
my bad. This sweater is Snap Laffy Taffy. There you go.
I like it mostly as just an exclamation when you see something crazy.
Yeah, like Christina Ricci's effing hot, Snap Laffy Taffy.
I meant to slam my mic and do that.
I like Christina Ricci.
Just went up higher.
I've never watched Black Snake moan, though. Everybody's always like, you can see her titties.
Why do you say Ricci like that?
Christina Ricci.
Isn't it Ricci?
No, it's Christina Ricci.
Okay.
Christina Ricci.
You know what Ricci.
Christina Ricci. And I ain't talking Casper either. In Casper, I like Devin Sawa. You know, I'll talk about it. Give me nugs on his name. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Me and Bob just like each other, like, huh?
Slim gave me nugs, though. Anyway.
I mean, I'm always down for nugs. But
you don't know when it happens.
I don't know when it happens.
You know when it happens.
Sean's listening to concertos and talking about Devin Sawa from Casper.
Someone asked me, how is your Mexican food? I was like, yeah, you'll know when it happens.
Oh, no.
That's how you know it's good.
I like that, actually. I'm going to start using that.
You'll know when it happens.
You'll know when it happens.
Bob, do you have any other catchphrases?
I was just going to say, how did you like her in Buffalo 66?
Who?
With Vincent Gallo. Christina Ricci.
I'd never seen any of it.
Oh, man.
I guess I'm not familiar with her work at all.
My catchphrase is definitely, we out here.
Uh-huh.
And Bob made an excellent idea.
Yeah, you do say we out here.
I should start posting aliens and saying they out there.
Yeah.
Well, no, now I want to do an entire like web series about like people that are Slim's age in the back of a van in the desert looking for aliens. Called They Out There.
Dude, when I watch that shit, I'd be like, Snap Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
You don't know what happens.
What does this podcast become?
You don't know.
Gibberish. What'd you call it?
Concerto?
Concerto, yeah.
It's a fiasco.
Well, we played. It is a beautiful fiasco. Sounds like a My Chemical Romance song.
Concerto. My Beautiful Fiasco.
My Beautiful Fiasco Concerto.
Pretty sure they have an album like that. But
My Beautiful Fiasco Concerto number one. That's going to be my next emo record.
Nice.
Dude, I'm so on it. I'm going to write the song right now.
Hell yeah. You'll know what happens.
The sky turns gray. Yeah.
Sky turns gray.
My eyes turn black.
And the sky turns gray.
And the lightning's yellow.
You'll know when it happens. Snap Laffy Taffy.
You'll find me dead.
Blood on the ground. Snap Laffy Taffy. Sounds like Taking Back Sunday.
God, I just want to know when you use that in real life other than that post. I'm gonna creep back on your Facebook now.
You used it in real life like 20 times tonight.
No, like back in the day.
And then Bob and I became friends that same day.
Mm-hmm.
Correlation?
Snap, so, Laffy, Taffy.
Coincidence? Yeah. I think not. Bob's got a thing for trends.
Without question.
Yep.
He knows how to spot him, and he knows when it happens.
You know what also came out today? Main show episode 22.
Wow. I've never even heard that one.
It was with Mike DiCarlo from Stiletto.
Nice.
We talk about Hot Pocket Sex, it says.
Ooh, I got two bands coming up that I want to get on here.
Hot Pocket Sex. I don't know what the fuck.
I got okay. So Sorry Mom, you know them, sponsor of Rain Clothing.
Yeah. They sponsor Rain Clothing.
No, Rain Clothing sponsors them, sorry. They changed their name to Featherweight. Because I'm pretty sure... the singer of Green Day, he started a side project named the same name or something like that. Something of the sort.
Featherweight.
Featherweight now.
Like an MMA fighter.
Yeah. Okay. And Longshot,
mm-hmm.
Punk rock band, me and Chance to play with them before, they changed their name. Oh, what did they change their name to? I got to look. But yeah, two.
I was about to say, you'll know when it happens.
Yeah.
Two bands pretty much completely starting over, and I think that's super interesting.
I forget yours. I forget your catchphrase.
Snap Laffy Taffy.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
You know, it also happened 3 years ago today, Slim.
Huh.
UFC 196.
That wasn't Bisping Rockhold, was it?
No.
196. Mm-hmm. Was it Cormier Jones too?
No.
The first time they tried to.
I don't know this who. Day I, in I history. Know Conor McGregor was in it. Yeah, this day in history.
Oh, is that the Diaz fight? Hang on, let me look.
And Tom Lawler fought that night too.
Filthy. That was Daniel Cormier versus Alexander Gustafsson.
History show called "You'll Know When It Happened."
Ryan Bader was not on that card.
Holly Holm.
I mean, no, I'm sorry. Conor McGregor was not on that card.
Holly Holm and Misha Tate.
Yes. No, they were not. 192?
I'm 196, you motherfucker.
Oh. My bad.
You'll know when it happens.
Yeah. Snap back, Tabby. It was McGregor Diaz, the first one. That makes sense. Okay, man.
Yo, what else happened today? No. I'm sorry. So, this day in history. What's your catchphrase, Slim? Oh, we're out here.
Oh, they're called long shots now, No Nature.
No Nature. Yeah.
But I want to get them on because they're pretty much having to start over, you know? They have, like, so there's fan base, but they're starting over with new names, you know? It's got to be hard. I have several Sorry Mom shirts, hats, like, all that.
It's all worthless now.
No.
Means nothing.
It holds a moment.
Well, now you're a big supporter of the singer from Green Day's side band.
Yeah.
Damn it. Good point.
You just weigh into Billy Joel Armstrong.
Yeah, I love him. Sorry, Mom. You'll know what happens.
Scenes from an Italian restaurant.
What?
Billy Joel jokes. I have something.
Okay. You'll know when it happens, but...
I don't have anything.
Oh, March 5th was the fucking Comedy at the Key.
A year ago today?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Jeremy Shear is coming to town. Jeremy Shear will be on the show soon. He's doing a show in Cleveland and a show in Akron and a show in Menor, I believe, at the end of this month.
Yeah, no shit.
So he'll be on the podcast that week.
Oh, good.
I'm sure to hang out with us. So
you said you're sure?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't talked. No, he hasn't. That'd have been funny. He may show up. I don't know. I'm just expecting Jeremy to come stroll to the door.
I just want
to
hear all the bus stories.
I don't even need to book him. He'll just come, I'm sure.
I just want to hear all the bus stories.
Why wouldn't he come?
True. He loves us. He should. We love him.
Anything else we need to promote?
This day in history.
Okay. Nice.
Gold Coast Ghana gained independence. In 1957.
Snap, Laffy Taffy.
That's all I could find.
On this day in history?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Ghana or Guinea?
History!
It says... I don't know, I lost it.
And they got...
Gold Coast Ghana?
Yeah, Gold Coast Ghana, and they got independence from France.
Dude, have you seen the Alex Jones podcast with Joe Rogan yet?
No, I ain't gonna watch that shit.
He's talking about aliens and that there's 12 dimensions.
Jones is saying this shit?
Oh, yeah.
Of course!
And then,
terrible.
The memes, I'm sure you've seen the memes where he kind of breaks away and goes, I'll be honest, I'm kind of a retard.
No, I haven't seen that yet. No.
It's funny. It's funny as fuck.
No.
Joe lost his shit, but the whole time Joe's just looking there perplexed, like, huh?
I don't like... That's the stuff I hate about Joe Rogan.
What? He gets on everyone.
There's Alex Jones and stuff being on there.
Well, him and Alex were beefing. That's why he had him back on to like clear the air. Because Alex was like talking shit about Joe Rogan.
Exactly.
So now he cleared the air. But Alex just had a ton of bullshit to say. It was wild.
I have a cat in my lap.
You'll know what happens.
I don't think we have too much else to do today. I think that was a good show.
But hey, be at the Eurogyro this weekend,
Melting Pot
Friday 3. And Saturday.
Even though Sean Ast isn't booked on it, you should still go.
You should still come.
W space E space A space T space H space R isn't booked on it either, but you can check them out on SoundCloud.
That's an idea for a future show.
Snap, Levy, Taffy. I don't know if I'd do a Beatmaker show.
If you had, one of Tiger's things.
Yeah. I'd have to load up all my samples in the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, that was it. Bob, you got anything to promote?
No.
But we'll know when it happens.
Yeah, you'll know.
Let's have a good day. All right.